It's just so funny behind the scenes. You can see it on our Instagram at Joe and Alex showing our story. Alex is like, so how long will this cheesecake be good for?
Yeah, because I'm going to bring it in every day for breakfast.
And they said a week. She's like, oh my God, yes. So yep. I guarantee we're going to have this cheesecake going on for another week. Are you having another bite?
I'm just eating out of the cheesecake, like the whole giant cheesecake
it's
with
hers.
A spoon.
It's hers. This thing is bigger than Alex's like whole body. It's gigantic, like a serving for probably like a whole family or something.
Yeah.
She's like, it's mine. So 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call into the Joe and Alex show. That's 833-563-2539. I want to talk to our technical producer in Houston. We're on the air in Indianapolis on Radio Now 100.9. We're also on the air in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. And Lenny's our guy, and he's amazing. And he had an injury. Lenny, what exactly happened? Can you explain?
Okay, so I had a nice little Tinder prospect the other night. So I was manscaping. You know, you got to get your chest and your abs ready for them to touch on it.
Okay, that makes sense.
And somewhere in the middle of me shaving my chest, I just started to rush. You know, I was like done with it and sliced off a quarter of my nipple.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my, dude, you're making me sick to my stomach right now.
Nipple is handicapped.
Okay. I assume, let's not get too graphic here. Was there like actual like blood? Was it a messy thing or what happened? Oh, my God.
Man, look, there was literally a little chunk of nipple that came off.
Okay.
Stop.
The only thing I could think of to do is put a Band-Aid over it, and I put, like, the nipple back where it was, and hopefully it'll heal up nice and pretty.
Okay. That is sick.
Wow. Okay. We want a photo, by the way, if you can get us one for our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. But if not, it's cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. This is a very interesting thing that Lenny brings up here. Kind of, I don't know, would you call this a dumb injury or would you call this like a landscaping injury? What would you call this?
Yeah. How did you get your dumb injury? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
I have a scar and I don't know. Like, Alex, look at my thumb. I'll point it where it's right there. Tell me if you can see the scar that goes down there across like the top of my thumb.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty bad.
Okay. I thought I didn't get stitches, but I had to hold it for like an hour to get the bleeding stop. When I was a kid, I was trying to open up a really tough plastic package, and I used like a little short kitchen knife, and I pretty much just filleted the top of my thumb knuckle. It was okay. It stayed, but it opened me up. So it's a pretty, can you see it live right there?
It's
right there.
I don't want to look.
Okay. Well, no, it's fine now. It looks cool. It looks like I was in a knife fight or something.
I have a scar down my leg from a stink bug. I was swimming.
A stink bug?
What, did it fart on you?
He attacked me. I was swimming when I was in sixth grade. I was 12 years old. I was swimming in pools filled with all these stink bugs. One of those little guys hooked his little arm on my leg, hung on for dear life, hooked himself all the way down my leg. I got a whole scar.
Oh. You got a little handsy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
One time when I was in like grade school, I think I was in fourth grade, I was running down my street and I just tripped over my feet randomly and my face broke my fall.
Oh, gosh.
And skid on the ground and my entire side of my face was just one giant scab.
Hang on. You know what? I think we might have somebody that can help Lenny out here. Is this Alice? Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Dude, I've never had a crazy injury, but super glue it, baby.
Super glue your nip.
Oh, my God. Lenny, is that something you'd consider doing?
You know what? If it's coming from a professional who shaved off her nipple before, then I think I'll trust it.
Oh my God. Okay. I just got to be honest. Like sometimes, like, you know, being a married guy, I'll manscape for my lady, you know, like for Valentine's Day or her birthday or something.
Yeah.
And, I've had close calls cause things can slip, but now I'm never going to. Lenny's story right here is the reason never again that men should never manscape.
Lenny.
Cause women, you're not going to cut anything off. Guys, we got to be careful.
Lenny, are you keeping that little piece you cut off in a little baby jar, a baby food jar, or what?
Well, if it doesn't heal back on right, then I'll keep it in my baby book and give it to my son.
Oh, my God. That is disgusting.